Tonight, I would like to use an item that is used in the world of racing, such as motorcycles, stock cars, the Indianapolis 500. And they are racing flags to let those who are in the race know where they stand. So, if God the Father were to use his angels to help us with these flags, then these are what they could represent. The title for tonight's sharing is God's Flags in His Word for Our Lives. I would like to use these flags as a segue into tonight's sharing on different aspects of our lives. So let me start, pun intended, with the green flag. For the green flag, let's look at things to start our way of life with what God's Word tells us, so we can begin with a good start. But, first things first, we must get born again, accepting God's ways, God's thoughts, and His only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, along with doing our Father's will. And now, the green flag, the start of things to consider. For this, I would like you, and I'm going to be reading most of this out of the NLT, those who know me, I would like you to go to Philippians 2:16. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 16. And get your fingers ready because we're going to go through a few verses here. But it says, hold firmly to the word of life. Then on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless. Whenever we do things for our Heavenly Father, it's never useless. It's never useless. And once we hold on to the Word with firmness, then we can release and witness to others. Please go to Titus 1:9. Titus 1:9. And it reads, and this is directed to us, it's in God's Word, but it's directed to us, he must have a strong belief in the trustworthy message. Is God's Word trustworthy? Absolutely. God's the author. To believe strongly in the trustworthy message he was taught, then he will be able to encourage others with a wholesome teaching and show those who oppose it where they are wrong. Now, this doesn't mean we're going to wag our fingers at people saying, you're off the mark. No. But when someone needs help, you can show them and you can help them. Moving on to the next flag, which is the yellow flag. And this one is for warning, or we must beware of the things life tries to throw at us or what we may think is wise in our own eyes. Wonderful record. I want you to go to Luke chapter 12. And when you get to Luke chapter 12, drop down to verse 15. Remember, this flag is for being aware, being warned, being shown the safety of the race or what we do in our lives. Luke 12:15 says, and Jesus Christ is addressing the disciples here. Then he said, right away the first word is, beware, exclamation point. Guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. Then he told them a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, what should I do? I don't have room for all of my crops. Then he said, I know. I'll tear down my barns, plural, and build bigger ones. Then I'll have room enough to store all my wheat and other goods. And I'll sit back and say to myself, self, my friend, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But, which is always the pivotal word here, but God said to him, you fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you work for? Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God. Wow. Verse 22, then turning to his disciples, Jesus said, that is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food to eat or enough clothes to wear. For life is more than food, and your body more than clothing. Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for God feeds them, and you are far more valuable to him than any birds. So, hearing from that, why would we want to stress out about mundane things in life that we think are very, very important when they're not? God knows, like we heard the manifestations, what we need before we even ask. Let's go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. As I go there, Colossians chapter 2 and in verse 8. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, comma, rather than from Christ. That's who we listen to. That's who we follow. You see, it's easy to get caught up in the jargon of this world, but that's not what we want to do. Now, the red flag. For the red flag, things to stop yourself from doing. And for this, please go to Psalms 37:8. Psalms 37, verse 8. These are all great advice that we are given. And God gives it to us for a reason. He knows our frame. Psalm 37:8 says, stop being angry. Stop it. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. That's how fights start. See? People are out of control. People are out of control. Now let's go to Proverbs 23, verse 4. Proverbs 23, verse 4. And in Proverbs 23, 4, it says, don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. And there's people in this world that have done that to the excess. But be wise enough to know when to quit. You know, God's word says to be content with what we have. And that's what we need to be. Because, you know, when is enough enough? So moving on, we get to the black flag. And in racing, the black flag tells drivers to go straight to the officials for counseling on poor judgment while in the race. Yes, you may not have seen that much, but it does happen. And for this, I ask you please to go to Psalms 33:11. Psalms chapter 33 and verse 11. This one I'll do out of the King James. The counsel of the Lord standeth for when? Forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations, which is including ours, obviously. His counseling is good for all generations. Now, I need you to go to Psalms 73:24. Psalms 73 and verse 24. You guide me with your counsel. There it is. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Whatever race we're in, we can receive his counsel to that glorious destiny. See, there's nothing more eye-awakening, eye-opening than to know that what God gives us is a sure thing. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Well, of course it is. People do that with investments and with other things in life, but that's the key word, life. Whose counseling do we want? God Almighty. Let's go to Proverbs 19:21, please. I know I'm throwing a lot of verses at you, but they are verses that I think will cause us to think a little bit more about what we do or what we're about to do. Proverbs 19:21 says, there are many devices, or you can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. God knows what he wants. If you want a part of that, ask him, and his ways will prevail. And for the white flag is there's one lap left in the race. The white flag, we look at heading towards the finish line. Some really neat verses we're going to look at. The first one we'll find in Acts 24. Acts 24 and verse, where am I at? 2024, I'm sorry. Acts 2024. And in the King James, it says, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And isn't that what we want to do? Isn't that who we want to be? The witness for our Heavenly Father and his word? And maybe I'll share with you some other time, but we had a wonderful time when we went out to dinner last night doing just that with one of the servers. But that's for another time. But still, the privilege we have to do his will. Let's go to Philippians 3:14, please. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 14. A verse you're familiar with, but it ties in. Remember, we're on the white flag right now. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us. Hello, God's calling us. We want to press towards that mark. And now, finally, the checkered flag. And for this, I would ask you to go to 2 Timothy 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7. NLT says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. And I have remained faithful. That's what we want to do. There's nothing better to be faithful with than what God gives us. And these next two verses in Psalms are pretty dynamic. The first one we're going to find in Psalms chapter 119 and in verse 33. Teach me your decrees, O Lord. I will keep them to the end. That's what we'll do. We'll keep them to the end. And now, Hebrews 6:11, please. Hebrews 6:11. I'm going to do this out of the King James. And we desire that every one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the what? The end. We want to stay diligent in our lives with what God gives us to do, no matter what it is. There's many, many things that we can do for him. And we want to be diligent How about Hebrews 3:14? Hebrews 3:14. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. Isn't that something? Share with all that belongs to Christ. Are we good enough? God says in His Word that we are. In Matthew, we're almost done here. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. Matthew 10, 22. Jesus is speaking here, and He knows what will happen, but we still take a stand and hold firmly unto God's Word. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but, pivotal word, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. You know what? We may have tribulations and stuff like that, but you know what? We stand fast. We hold on to the written word, and we believe what God tells us in that written word. So, I would like to close in a wonderful verse God showed me, and this one we'll find in Matthew 24:14. Matthew 24:14, which I'll read out of the NLT once again. And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, so that all nations will hear it, and then the end will come. God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and we have to know that as we go to Him and stand, He'll always be there for us. He'll always help us with figuring out things in our personal lives and helping others with theirs. We've been given that ministry. We've been given that ministry of reconciliation. And greater is He that is in you, right, than he that is in this world. So we have a whole book that God spoke into being so that we can have something to follow, hold on tightly, and know that we want that godly success in our life, to finish the race that we've started. So let me close by saying this. Remember, it's not how fast we go, but that we enjoy the ride. Amen? Gracious Heavenly Father, thank You for the privilege You give us to run this race for You, Father, and for the flags throughout Your Word that tell us when to stop, when to go, what to do and what not to do, Father, for You want us to be complete, and we are. We thank You for giving us the guidance through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and all that He's done through His examples, Father, knowing, Father, that the victory is from You, and we have that victory. So I just thank You for each person tonight and their part, Father, and their part, that You guide them and help them to see the things clearly. And it's in Jesus Christ's wonderful and powerful name that I pray. Amen.